From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. A group of workers at the Livingston Hills Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Livingston held an informal picket July 19th, calling for better wages and additional staff. The members of 1199 Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers East, picketed outside the facility to raise awareness in the surrounding community and among other employees about poor working conditions that negatively impact the quality of care provided to the residents. Certified nursing assistant Marcy Shanley said, and I quote, "We are very short-staffed with 20 residents to two staff members. It is impossible to provide the care we are supposed to provide," end quote. The short staff numbers forced them to overwork, causing them to be mandated for extra shifts, she said. The 120-bed facility has been owned and operated since October 2013 by Zenith Care, LLC, and has a, and I quote, "very poor," end quote, rating in staffing levels, according to the Medicare website. Asked why the center is understaffed, Shanley said there is a high turnover rate, and I quote, "because they treat us terrible and no one wants to stay," end quote. Zenith Care representative did not return repeated calls for comment. In addition to struggling with low wages and staff levels, the workers could lose their health care benefits. Employees planned the informal picket as a way to force contract negotiations with management. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Piero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Kingston resident Juan Carlos Alonso Vasquez, 29, was picked up by officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement sometime early July 19. Vasquez, a native of Mexico, has lived in Kingston for 10 years and has worked at the Anchor Restaurant and Bar on Broadway in Midtown as head grill chef for 2 years. He did not make it to work after agreeing to work an early shift. His supervisor, Brandy Walters, said Vasquez was allowed to call her about 11:45 a.m., and I quote, "to let us know he would not be to work and he didn't know when he would be back," end quote. Vasquez, who Walters describes as, and I quote, "absolutely the sweetest, nicest guy you ever met," end quote, sounded nervous and scared, she said. Vasquez has permanent residency status and a Social Security card, Walters said. She said, and I quote, "while he's worked for me, he's been paying taxes," end quote. Walter said ICE had him, but he did not know why and he did not know where he was. Pinero Zucker writes he may have been detained as a result of pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of driving with a blood alcohol level exceeding the legal limit in 2011. Calls to ICE at the number on its website would not go through July 19th, and a reporter's email to ICE was not returned. According to the ICE locator site for detainees, Vasquez is being held in the Orange County Jail. Walters is organizing a letter-writing campaign and is seeking legal representation from him. She has asked for help from the office of U.S. Representative John Faso and has, and I quote, "every reason to believe they're going to expedite it," end quote. Vasquez's co-worker Crystal Lovecci said, and I quote, "I'm struck speechless by the fact that this has happened at all. He doesn't deserve this. We want him back. He's one of us. He's part of our family," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. Retired New York State Police Superintendent Harry Corbett submitted his assessment of the Germantown Police Department June 26. In the report, Corbett concluded the department should be closed down. Writing, and I quote, "the Germantown Police Department has not demonstrated engagement in performing a full array of law enforcement services during the past 3 years and has not functioned in a similar manner as their counterparts for the last 3 years, if not longer," end quote. A previous assessment of the department was conducted by the Village of Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman in 2015. Corbett concurred with Volkman's findings. He wrote, and I quote, "frankly, the town board knew that the police department was problematic based on that 2015 assessment and failed to take any action to rectify the issues stated therein," end quote. Corbett said the department's deficiencies are so profound that the only objective recommendation would be to ensure the Germantown police refrain from engaging in any law enforcement services. The report has been posted at the town's website. However, entire sections have been redacted, including text under the headings Supervision, Judgment, and Training. Brian DeBois was an officer in charge of the Germantown Police until he was placed on paid administrative leave last year. He was paid $17 per hour. Supervisor Robert Bury said the force has been reduced to one part-time officer, Damon Philly, who had his appointment rescinded in June because, and I quote, he didn't take the oath of office, end quote. Philly was paid $15 an hour. Abolishing the department will require a local law that will require a public hearing. A link to Corbett's full assessment is available on the WGXC newsroom page. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Gary Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The 34th Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival got underway July 19th in Oak Hill. The event will run through July 22nd. The annual festival, featuring 40 bands on 6 stages as well as family-friendly events, is expected to draw approximately 4,000 campers and 2,000 day trippers for the weekend. Featured performers this year include Dry Branch Fire Squad, Billy Strings, the Del McCoury Band, Sam Bush Band, Hot Size 40th Anniversary Celebration, Jerry Douglas, the Wood Brothers, Della May and the Steep Canyon Rangers, and Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Gray Fox also holds hands-on workshops, demonstrations, dancing and dance lessons, and a 4-day bluegrass academy for kids. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.